I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to the East Coast! That doesn't look like the ocean, does it?
Well, yeah, you know.
I'm driving up the East Coast of Nova Scotia,
and there are just these little, like, inlets. Like, I think this is part of the ocean there. You can see here's a river, I guess, coming in from the island, or Nova Scotia is not really an island, it's almost an island. It's a peninsula, so I don't know where this river is. Isn't that nice? Nice water, little waterfalls there. So this river is coming in here and then it's flowing into the ocean. So right there, that's part of the ocean. Now, I thought there would be a more clear view of the Atlantic Ocean, but it's like there are these little inlets and the road doesn't go. The road sort of goes right over there, and I guess the road can't kind of go right near the shore because the shore is not straight. When we go over there, see my SUV, I have my map ready there to show you, and I'll explain it more there, but take a look at that little island there right in the middle of this river with some plants growing on that. That's awesome. Yeah, I just saw this bridge from the road over there and I thought, wow, I should stop here. Such a beautiful little bridge. Look at that. Just crossing over the river here. And I saw some really nice flowers. Take a look at these wild roses. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of flowers here. Look at these, okay? Got like a wild rose bush on this side of the path. And then also a lot more wild roses over here on this side. And we have some really nice yellow flowers right here. Look at these little yellow flowers. Aren't those awesome? And more purple flowers. Yeah, so right here we've got pink, purple, and yellow, and white. I don't know if that's sort of a light pinkish color. And look at these. These are a bit of a different kind of flower yet, right? Yeah, so a lot of different kinds of flowers. It's just awesome. And then you've got plants like this, you know, look at those leaves. Yeah, this is just a really cool place. The air is nice. It's a nice warm day, actually. It's not very hot, but it's warm. All right, let's take a look at the map here. So we were in Halifax and now we're driving up the coast here and we are going to Sydney, Australia. Wow, Sydney, wait a minute, it's the wrong country. We're in Canada, not in Australia. I guess it's a different Sydney. Did you know there was a Sydney in Canada? Sydney, Nova Scotia, okay. So I'll put a sticker here on the map, right there. Okay, we're driving up the coast here. Now this island here is called Cape Breton Island. You can't really see on the map here, but there's a little, I don't know, a little strait, or I don't know what to call it, a little piece of water that separates this part from this part. Okay, so this is actually an island. I think it's about 1 kilometer. So there's a bridge that goes from here to there. I think it's only about 1 kilometer long. So that's called Cape Breton Island. And we're going there. So we're going to Sydney. And yeah, like I said, the coast, I don't know if you can see on this map here, but the coast is really jagged. So the road can't go near the ocean. So I haven't really had a good shot of the Atlantic Ocean yet. I'm waiting, you know, to be able to look out, you know, over the Atlantic. But so far I haven't. And I'm right now I'm about, I don't know, I think I'm about right there. So maybe sort of halfway up this part here, and you know, it's all the whole way, it's like this sort of like little inlets, and yeah, isn't that cool? Look at that bridge the bridge we were just on. Oh, that's just so gorgeous. I'll take a picture of that and post it on Instagram. So yeah, I just wanted to stop here and show you this place and take a look at the map. Oh, we should roll the dice while we're at it. I always forget to roll the dice, so here we go. Yes! Like! Nova Scotia is bringing me good luck. Great luck here in on the East Coast. I'm very happy about that. So thank you to everybody who always likes my videos and subscribes and everything. It's awesome. So yeah, right now we're on the East Coast already. We've come a long way, very long way, a lot of driving, but look at that. We're on the East Coast, but I just can't see it, right? I can't see the Atlantic Ocean. So I'm not sure if I can see a good spot somewhere along here, I'll stop and show you. But otherwise, we're going to take a ferry over here to Newfoundland, and we're going to go over here to St. John's. I'm sure over there, I'll have a good spot to look out over the Atlantic Ocean. Welcome to Cape Breton Island. Take a look at this. Isn't this amazing? Wow. This is just a beautiful spot. It's sort of the same as the landscape we've seen so far. You know, nice trees, bushes, flowers. Look at these nice little flowers growing everywhere. All different kinds of plants, but it's a bit different because you've got the ocean right here, the Atlantic Ocean. Now, this isn't really, we're not sort of on the East Coast yet. This is sort of, I think, still the Gulf of St. Lawrence here. So, I mean, it is the Atlantic Ocean, right? I mean, it's just huge, right? Yeah, this place is just unbelievable. It's so beautiful. If you've got a chance to come here to Cape Breton Island, boy, you should probably take it. But it's just a very remote place. Like, there's not a lot of civilization here. You know, just really small towns everywhere. And yeah, man, this is just it's just gorgeous. I don't even know really how to capture this. Like, I just feel like I can't do this place justice with a camera. I've got a few cameras, but I mean, what am I gonna do? You know, I'm gonna fly my drone here and show you some drone footage, but it's just such a gorgeous place that, you know, you can't really properly capture it using a camera. But anyway, yeah, I'm just trying my best here for you guys. But yeah, if you have a chance to come here to Cape Breton, this is just breathtaking. Just right along the coast. Wow, the road sort of goes up and down here along the coast. And you can see now, I mean, we're pretty high. We're a few hundred feet above the water. Just a gorgeous blue ocean there. Man. All right, guys, now I'm right down by the water here. Look at this. Isn't this cool here with the red rock just jutting out into the ocean? Man, this is just so cool. I love how see those bushes growing on the rock with the nice flowers? I just love that landscape. It's just, it just looks so cool. You know, just along this highway around the north part of Cape Breton Island, it's, you know, there's just so many spots like this where you can stop and just look out over the ocean and see some nice coastline. Ah, look at the color of that water. It's really nice. It's like a blue, sort of like a deep blue color. And on this side, we have just trees and rock. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I just thought I'd stop and show you what it's like here down by the water. All right, now we're sort of in the middle of the island. And you can see how green it is. This whole place is just so green. Look at all those trees. That's all you can see, just trees and plants. Look at these nice purple flowers here. And interesting looking pods. Yeah, a lot of nice plants, flowers, leaves, all kinds of different, you know, these are some cool leaves here. I really like those. And also, I think there are some maple leaves. Yeah, look at a plant like this. All right, wow. Let's find a nice maple leaf here. Look at that. Canadian maple leaf right there. Isn't that awesome? Man, look at this coastline here. Isn't that spectacular? Look at these sheets of rock. These like slabs of rock going straight down into the water. Isn't that amazing? Like the land, it's all nice grass, right? And then suddenly it just falls right off into the ocean. Man, that is just so cool how it's angled like that. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Yeah, it's a bit different here than on Prince Edward Island, right? Like you can see the red, the earth is still red, right? These cliffs along here are still red, but then we have this like layer of rock that is like, I don't know, it's almost a bit like the Canadian Shield, except this is different in that it's more like layers, you know, like a slab. Like, can you see that slab there just going straight down into the water? And I think this goes down a lot faster than in PEI. Remember in PEI, it was just a really gradual slope. But here, I think it goes deep pretty fast. Yeah, wow, this is just so cool here. Nice grass, flowers. The highway going around Cape Breton is just beautiful. It's a beautiful drive. I've been driving around here all day, and the highway always stays close to the shore. So there are some great, great views from here. You can see the highway here, people driving along here. Anyway, let's get back in my SUV and let's keep going. Hey guys, take a look at this store behind me. It's called a general store. Very often in really small places here across Canada, just like very small towns in remote places. Well, actually you can see here, there's no town. It's just a highway, right? Very often places like this will have a general store, and it's just one store that sells everything, you know, sells food. It sells, you know, hunting supplies. Like in the olden days, people would stop at stores like this and buy hunting supplies or just other things that they need. It sells, you know, probably sells car parts if your car breaks down and you need to fix it. I don't know. So it's just called a general store. You know, it sort of has the old feeling, right? You can see the sort of the design of it. We've got that moose head mounted on the front of the store. Yeah, it's just sort of a cool thing. I just thought I'd take a picture of this and post it on Instagram and just tell you guys a little bit about what a general store is. Alright guys, I just got to my hotel here in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Look at this. I think this motel wins the award for the best view. What do you think? Look at that nice view. A view of a lake there, a nice hill, highway. Maybe I'll be hearing cars all day and all night driving along the highway. That's okay. See those nice flags there? Yeah, this is really nice. Window opens up for some fresh air, and yeah, I got two beds here. You can rent that bed from me for $50 a night. This hotel room was $82 a night. So yeah, I mean, not too bad for a nice view. You know, two beds, TV, fridge, you know, desk. Even got a fan, wow. And look at this, I'm using the luggage rack. First time I'm using the luggage rack. Okay, so this is the bathroom here. We got a big mirror and a small mirror. Look at that. Isn't that cool? That's awesome. Okay, and a blow dryer. And a sort of a cool color, isn't it? What is it, maybe a... ocean blue? I'm not sure,
But anyway, yeah, just wanted to show you guys this hotel room here. So welcome to Sydney, not Australia, Sydney, Nova Scotia.